don't exactly. We have heard from authorities. There is no question of inquiry. What is the... Even if you don't quote, you can assert firmly that everyone is a Shudra. How? That guna-karma vibhagasa. Bhagavad Gita says this classification is made guna-karma. So, what is the karma at the present moment? They are seeking service. The so-called education means seeking service, master. Paricharyatmakam karyam shudra karma svabhava. This is Shastra. Anyone who is attached to give service to others or without giving service to others, he cannot live. There is a Hisudra. He has no independent existence. Just like I saw him, the dog, unemployed, lean and thin, because he has no master. The same dog, when he has got a master, he'll be stout and strong and as soon as he says, hop, hop, hop. I've got my master. So this is Shudra. Shudra is compared with the dog. A dog is never happy without a master. Then it is a street dog. That is the difference between a household dog and a street dog. So in this age, practically you see, unless there is employment, he's a street dog. That is the proof that everyone is a Shudra. That is the proof.
Brahman is not to accept any employment.
No. He'll die of starvation, he'll not accept any employment. That is Brahman. Kshatriya also that, and Vaishya also that. Only Shudra. A Vaishya will find out some business. He'll find out some business. So, there is a practical story. One, Mr. Nandi, long in the Calcutta, he went to some friend that, if you can give me a little capital, I can start some business. So, he said, you are Vaishya, mercantile? Yes. You are asking money from me? Money is on the street. You can find out. So he said, I don't find. You don't find? What is that? There is a dead mouse. Oh, that is your capital. You see? So in those days, plague in Calcutta, plague was going on. So municipal declaration was, any dead mouse brought to the municipal office, he'll be paid 2 annas. So he took that dead body of the mouse and took to the municipal office, he was paid 2 annas. So he purchased some rotten betel nuts for 2 annas and washed it and sold it at 4 annas or 5 annas. In this way, again, that man became so rich man. One of the family members was, or God was, Nandi family. That's Nandi family still, they have got 400, 500 men to eat daily. A big aristocratic family. And their family's regulation is, as soon as one son or daughter is born, 5,000 rupees deposited in the bank, and at the time of his marriage, that 5,000 rupees is interest, he can take it. Otherwise, there is no more share in the capital. And everyone who lives in the family, he gets eating and a shelter. This is the only. But the original, the establisher of this family, Nandi, he started his business with a dead rat or mouse. That is actually fact, that if one wants to live independently, in Calcutta I have seen, and in poor class, bushes, and in the morning they will take some dal, bag of dal, and go door to door. Dal is required everywhere. The morning he makes dal business, and in the evening he takes one canister of kerosene oil. In the evening everyone will require. Still you will find in India nobody was seeking for employment. Any little, whatever he has got, he is selling some groundnuts or the peanuts. Something he is doing. After all, Krishna is giving maintenance to everyone. It is a mistake to think that this man is giving me maintenance. No. Shastra says, ekojo bohunam vidudhati kama. It is confidence in Krishna. That Krishna has given me life, Krishna has sent me here, so he will give me my maintenance. So according to my capacity, let me do something, and through that source, Krishna's maintenance will come. Just like we are maintaining so many people in the Krishna consciousness movement. So what business we are doing? But we are confident that Krishna will send us our maintenance. That confidence is required. A Shudra means he becomes disturbed. He becomes, oh, I have no employment. How shall I eat? How shall I go? How shall I live? And he has no faith in Krishna. The Brahman has got full faith. The Kshatriya has got little less faith. The Vaishya has little less faith. And Shudra has no faith. This is the difference. So, your question was that how we can know a Shudra. Because everyone is now faithless and everyone is seeking after employment. Therefore, we may discuss in so many ways, because people have become Shudra, therefore the capitalists are exploiting them. If everyone denies to be sad, then this so-called industry will fail immediately. That is Gandhi's proposal. Non-cooperate with the British government and it will wind up and actually serve. Because people are now Shudras, they depend for their bread to others. The others exploit them. Come here, you work, and I shall give you bread. They do not believe anymore, oh God, give us our daily. They think that this our master gives us daily. That is Shudra. Shudra means one who is dependent on others. Paricharyatmakam karyam Shudra karma svabhavajam. This is the description, definition of Shudra. And Vaishya, krishi go raksha vanijyam Vaishya karma svabhavajam. Vaishya is doing krishi, agriculture. Why he should depend on it? Take some land from the government. He will produce your food. What is the difficulty? Keep some cows. You get milk. Vaishya karma svabhavajam, go raksha. If you have got excess, then make trade. Why you should depend on others? But they do not want. They want that I shall go at 10 o'clock in the office and I shall do nothing, simply I shall take the pen and make like this and take myself like this. Cheating. This is going on. Therefore the whole system is polluted. Nobody is doing his duty. Chaturbhanam maya system guna karma, according to one's quality, one must work. But nobody wants to work. Therefore they are sudras. They are working, but at the care of somebody else, not independent. Then now the school college, the teacher is also depending on salary. So they are sudras. So what teaching they will give? Teaching is the business of the Brahman. No salary. Formerly, all the Brahmins, they used to have, it is called toll, chatushpati. Chatushpati. Brahmana, he'll sit down anywhere and invite that if you like, you can come and take some teachings from me. Yes. So still in villages you will find the Brahmana is sitting somewhere and the small children are coming and they are bringing some presentation, somebody is bringing rice, somebody, and Brahman was satisfied. Satisfied. Whatever Krishna said, that's all. This is Brahmanical qualification. He doesn't want more. There was a Brahmin teacher in Krishnanagar. So the Jamindar of Krishnanagar, Raja Krishnachandar, he went there. The Brahmana, what can I help you? No, I don't want your help. No, your house is not very good and your... No, I was quite satisfied. Now you are pulling up. No, I've got my student. They bring some rice and here is a tamarind tree. My wife collects some leaves, boils it, and that becomes nice too. And these boys bring some rice. I'm quite satisfied. Your protection is there, give me 20%. I will give you protection. This is Kshatriya business. Brahmana business teaching. And Vaishya till the field, agriculture, get your food. There is dependence. Only the Shudra, he cannot take up all these things. Give me some service, sir. Give me some service. The modern education, the more and more industry is increasing, the Shudras are being trained up. Technology. Technology means he must get some service, otherwise it is useless. Simple life. Teaching Brahmana and Kshatriya, give protection, and Vaishya, till the ground. Where is the question of scarcity? The scarcity is that nobody is doing his real duty, gunakarma vibhagasa, and people are exploiting. There is competition and dissatisfaction, fight, so many things. Sinful activities. The whole society is polluted. Actually, the whole human society is now conducted by the Shudras. But Shudras cannot run on government, that is not possible. Because that Shudra, your Nixon, is a Shudra, he is exalted, forced. Therefore everything is not in order.
The Kshatriya should run the government.
Oh yes.
And the Brahmin should give advice.
Yes. That is Vedic system. The Brahmana should never take part in administration. They would give advice according to Shastra.
I have a comment on that research. You said that resources is all right, but there has to be a standard. There has to be a standard. Yeah. It has to be standardized.
Yeah. Research.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is the business of the research scholar, how to make it standardized. Everything is standardized. Just like you have found the molecules, protons, they are working in a standardized way. They are not working whimsically. There is standard process.
What is that standard?
The standard is already there. Is not that?
Yes.
Standard is already there. Krishna has already made this standard. Our intelligence is to know how this standard has come.
So we say that Brahma Jigyasa is a standard.
Brahma Jigyasa means anything you take, it is working in a standard way, just like the sun is rising. So, the Brahma Jigyasa means how the sun is rising exactly in time. Who has made this rule? In astronomy, there is a very fine calculation, 1/10,000th part of a minute or something like that. I have heard from you scientists. They make calculation of the movement of the sun. In astrology also, the moment is calculated like that. If the exact moment is there, by mathematical calculation, he can give you the exact history of your whole life. This is standard, all standard. Niyamita. Jashagya Brahmati Kala Chakra. There is Brahma Sangita says. Jashakshuri Sasabita Sakala Grahananga Raja Samasta Sudamuti Asi Sutija. Jasya Agvaya Brahmati Sang Bhitakala Chakra Govindavadi Bhavisa. How exactly the sun and the moon and the planet, they are rotating. How? Jasya Agvaya, by whose order? That Govinda Adi Puru Jai Yoka. Everywhere you'll find the research.
The difference between the transcendentalist and the scientist is that they do not know the standard of research.
Yeah, that's what we say, they're fools. Why do you say murha? Because they do not know. And our business is easy. We take Vedic bharsan, Krishna's bharsan, Brahma's bharsan, Vyasadeva's bharsan, and accept. That's all. Which one is easiest? Our business is very simple. You ask your father, the child asks his father, "Father, what is this?" The father says, "This is microphone, my dear child." And he will say, "Mother, this is microphone." So when he says to his mother, "This is microphone," is he correct or not? He's correct. He may be child, but because he has accepted the words of his father, his statement is correct. So our process is that. Take the bharsan of the authority Krishna and you repeat it, your bharsan is correct. This is our point. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you rascal scholar, philosopher, scientist, don't manufacture anything. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna Upadesh. That's all, he becomes master. Jare dakho tare gao Krishna. You become master, you become teacher, a spiritual master, that's all. And whatever little success I have got, only for this reason. I have never said anything which is not spoken by Krishna. I never said, in my opinion, I never said, you are so many students, I never said that. What is my opinion? One should know, what is the value of my opinion? I am imperfect being. This is called Trinada Pishunichi no Taruru Pishunichi. If one thinks, oh, I am big scholar, I am this, I am that, you are a rascal. You have to simply carry the message of Krishna. But for your understanding, you can make research.
Huh? That is the secret.
Yeah, that is the secret. Jasya devi parabhakti yatha devi tatha guru tasyaiti katita jatta prakashanti mahatmana. If one has got unflinching faith in Krishna and his representative guru, then all the knowledge will be revealed to him automatically. Just like yourself, you are a big scientist. You have talked with me, you have studied with me, or you have examined me in so many ways, or I have also spoken whatever I had knowledge. Unless you are convinced, how you can say that you are my spiritual? But what is the secret? I am not a scientist, I am not a chemist. I have to agree to accept me spiritual master. Because I stick to this principle. Krishna and Guru, that's all. This is the secret. Today is Baladev Avirbhav. Baladev means the strength. Nahyam Atma Balahinena Labhya. You cannot understand, realize yourself without the help of Baladev. Therefore, in this Vedic literature, Nahyam Atma Balahinena Labhya. You cannot become self-realized without the help of, without the mercy of Baladev. Now our Vivekananda Swami, he interpreted that unless you become stout and strong like the bulls and the buffalo, you cannot realize self. He interpreted it. So he engaged people to make gymnastic, exercise. He became very stout and strong, eat meat. And this is going, this philosophy is going. Balahinam, unless you become as strong as a tiger, you cannot realize yourself. This interpretation is balahinam. Therefore, they are, always they put this argument, there. Our country is suffering, there is no food. First of all, we must give them food, make them strong, stout. Then we shall talk about Krishna consciousness. Do they not say like that?
Yes.
This is another nonsense. Balahinena does not mean this physical strength. Bala means spiritual strength. Baladev is spiritual strength. Nityananda. Balanam haila nita.
Hina means?
Hina means without. And bala means strength. So Shastra says, Nayam atma balahinena labha. One who is less strong or one who has no support of the strength, then he cannot make any progress in spiritual self-realization. This is Vedic Indian. But they interpret that unless you become physically strong, you cannot make any spiritual advance. But in the Western countries, you have seen so many people physically very strong, stout and strong, practically everyone. But what is their self advancement in self-realization? These things are going. So, bala means spiritual strength, not material strength. Nam atma bala hinana labha. That means one must be spiritually strong. That spiritually strong means to have good faith in Krishna and Guru. That is spiritual strength. Therefore, Baladev means Guru, spiritual strength. Balaram haila nitai. Nitayar koruna have. What is that song? Nitayar koruna have braje Radha Krishna Pal. If there is mercy of Nitai, then that Vishnu said, call him. Said, yeah, you know. Yes, sir. Sit down. You can make some space. Aye.
Aye.
Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Idam hi pungsastapasasutasava sishtasya suktasya ca buddha dattaya avichito artha kovibhi nirupita jat uttama sloka gunanubannan. That everyone is situated in some business, occupation. So it is the duty of the person, never mind, in whatever occupation he is engaged, uttama sloka gunanubannan, to glorify the Supreme Lord. It doesn't matter whether he is a medical man or he is an engineer or a lawyer or whatever his name is, politician. His only business is by his occupational duties to glorify the Supreme Personality. This is the basic principle of Krishna consciousness. We do not advise that you change your place. There is no need of changing place. Sthane sthita, this is Brahma's version. Sthane sthita sutigatang tanuvang manovi. You remain in your occupation, your position, but kindly here. Therefore, we have got so many shastras, Vedic. Therefore, the Vedic literature is known as Shruti. One has to hear. But that education is lacking. Nobody is hearing the Vedic literature. They are hearing so many other things, but not. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Srotubhyadini Rajendra Ninang Santi Sahasras. Srotubhyadini, the business is to hear. But Srotubhyadini Rajendra Ninang Santi Sahasras Apasyatamatma Tattam Griheshu Griyamedina. Griheshu, we are now compact in our home. You take universal home or your house home or this body home we are within. So, Griheshu Grihamedina, because we have taken that the home business is everything. Griheshu Grihamedina. And who has taken like this? Apasyatam Atmatattvam. One who cannot see the what is the value of my existence. Atmatattvam. For them, Sutabhyadini Rajendra Nirangshanti Sahasra. They have got many things to hear. Here, of course, in India, we have got newspaper, 4 pages, 5 pages. But in the foreign countries, especially in America, they will present newspaper. Sorry. Therefore, there is paper scarcity. Unnecessarily printing so much, huge quantity of newspaper. And people, sometimes they do not touch it. The newspaper man throws in everyone's bungalow and it is lying for 3 days. So, who is going to read? But they are making their business because they get advertisement. In this, many news. So they have got to hear or understand so many news, but not this Bhagavad. They will devote the whole day for reading this newspaper or some fiction or some novel for this and that, some political talks and everything, but they have no time to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad. Apasyatam Atmatattvam, because they have no interest in self-realization. There is no interest. People have lost all interest. This is the position. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is essential at the present moment. Now, these European and American, they have enough heard about all this nonsense. Therefore, they are anxious to hear about self-realization. Sutabhyadini Rajendra Ninangshanti Rahasasa Apasyatam Atmatattvam Griheshu Griyamedina. पहले आप तो मैजिस्टर है, पहले ये नियम था कि जो आपने अपने को ब्राह्मण परिचय देता है, क्षत्रिय परिचय देता है, वैश्य परिचय देता है, वो अगर अपना काम नहीं करता यस पनिशेबल. इट वॉज द ड्यूटी ऑफ द गवर्नमेंट टू सी दैट यू आर पोजिंग योर सेल एज ब्राह्मण, वेदर यू आर डूइंग टू द ड्यूटी ऑफ ए ब्राह्मण. इफ इज नॉट डूइंग देन ही वॉज पनिश. Therefore, nobody was unemployed. Brahman is doing his duty, Kshatriya is doing his duty, Vaishya is duty. We get this information from Maharaj Prithu's kingdom. He was very strict that whether one is doing his duty, Chatubarnang Maya system Gunakarma Vibhagasa. If the Brahman is doing his duty, the Kshatriya is doing his duty, and Vaishya is doing his duty, then where is the unemployment? And it is the duty of the government to see that everyone is doing his duty. Huh? Society means this combination of all these men. So if everyone is doing his duty, then it is quite all right. That is perfect society. Society means some combination of men. So if every man perfectly does his duty, then there is no question of imperfect. Yes, that is the difficulty. That I was explaining, that at the present moment, mostly person, they are Shudras. Just like in your body, there are four divisions. Your head division, your arm division, your belly division, and your leg division. And if you cut off everything, simply you keep the legs, then what will be done? So at the present moment, there is no Brahman, no Kshatriya, maybe some Vaishyas only, only Shudras. Therefore there is chaos. If the division is meant, kept, as it is advised in the Bhagavad Gita, Chaturbarnam Maya system guna karma vibhagas, according to guna and karma, then the society is maintained very nicely, properly. If your head is working nicely, if your arms are working nicely, if your stomach is working nicely, leg is working, then you are fit. But if you have got only legs and a head, there is no head, there is no arm, then what is it? Dead society. So we are giving education at the present moment to become Shudras. Paricharyatmakam karyam Shudra karma sabhavaja. To serve others. A Brahman will not serve anyone else. A Kshatriya will not serve anyone else. A Vaishya will not serve anyone else. Only the Shudras. So at the present moment we are giving Shudra education. Everyone is taking one application. Give me some service. No vacancy, sir. Therefore it is said, Kalau Shudra Sambhava. In the Kali Yuga, everyone is Shudra. And how you can have good government by the Shudras? Kshatriya required. Just like Maharaj Parikshit, he was touring, as soon as saw one man is killing cow, who are you rascal? Killing cow in my kingdom. Kshatriya, give protection, even to the cows. Praja means one has taken birth in that land. Why he should not be given birth, protection? But because they are Shudras, they do not know what is Kshatriya's duty, what is the government's duty. This is the position. Am I right or wrong? Now I am speaking according to our Shastra. In those days, the whole planet was Bharatvarsha. Therefore it is called Mahabharata. That was not small, that was very big. Parikshit Maharaj was going on tour because he was the emperor of the whole planet. Now it is divided. No, that was another thing. That was for fight for the right cause, not for... it may be politically like that, but the division was there. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra. And the last Krishna's compromising plan was that after all they are Kshatriyas, these five brothers. They cannot take the business of a Vaishya or a Brahmana, so give them five villages so that they may be satisfied ruling over the village. No, not in land holding the upper portion of the nid. Then there was fight. Then there was fight. So, as far as possible, of course, this movement is creating Brahmanas. People now require Brahmana, the head. Of course, we are not manufacturing anything, everything is there. Everything is there in the Shastra. We do not invent anything. Yashastra vidhimustrija vartati kamakar. We are trying to follow as far as possible. And we are teaching that whatever is there. You are coming from Budao, near Lucknow?
Bareilly.
Bareilly.